This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The 397th mitzvah in the Torah is found in Parshas Chukas. The Torah says, Zois Chukas HaTorah Asher Tziva Hashem Lemor. How do you like that? The obligation of Porah Adumo. Mitzvahs Porah Adumo. Daber b'nei Yisrael v'ikho elecho Foro Adumot Mimo Hashem Bo Mum Asheloi Olo Oleo Oil. Take a completely red heifer, a cow that is without blemish, no yoke has come upon it. Mitzvah Porah Adumo. So this mitzvah and the next mitzvah deal with corpse tumah. It's fascinating. 398 is the mitzvah about tumah. But what exactly is the mitzvah? The Ramban is chaylik and holds there is no mitzvah 398. Because the mitzvah only comes into play if you're tameh, then there are isurim. You can't walk into the Beis HaMikdash when you're tameh. You can't eat kodesh when you're tameh. But there's no mitzvah per se about becoming tameh. The Chinuch and the Rambam do list this as two separate mitzvahs. One, the mitzvah of purification. And the other, the mitzvah concerning becoming tumah to a corpse in the same tent, in the same house. Tumas oil. But the quintessential chayk is Parah Adumah. When an individual becomes tamei, he has to have the ashes of the Parah Adumah mixed together with Mayim Chayim, Mechatas, purification waters, spring water, and that's sprinkled on him on the third day, and the seventh day he becomes tar. And of course, this mitzvah would be to burn the Parah Adumah, to turn it into ashes, make the ashes available for anyone who requires them, to purify them from Tumas Meis, corpse tumah. As it says in the Torah, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'kheilecha Parah Adumah Tumimah. Now, the question is, how do you understand this mitzvah? The quintessential chayk, the very same ashes that purify, defile, contaminate, amatame, the kayin that's involved in the processing. How could it be that the same thing that's metair is metame? The chinuch will go into this, but as an overview, I wanted to talk about Ramosha's approach to Zeus Chukas HaTorah in Darash Moshe.
Amen.
I will tell you this, that iced coffee sales are through the roof in the neighborhood. Whoever watches Torah Anytime and sees this iced coffee has a yen to open a chumash and a chinuch and ask a friend of theirs named Harry to get them a iced coffee. So without further ado, Yeshikoyach Harry. Shlomo, you're just on time. Ramosha and Darash Moshe says, we find this same terminology of Zois Chukas when it comes to Geulei Nochrum. When you have pots, kelim, manufactured by non-Jews, and you got to kasha them. So the process is called Hagolah. Terry talks about this later on. Now, why doesn't it say Zois Chukas HaPara? Why doesn't it say Zois Chukas HaKelim? Why does it say Zois Chukas HaTorah? It says, Ramosha, it's teaching us a tremendous yesod. On Kol HaTorah Kula, whether we're dealing with the mitzvahs that there's absolutely no rhyme or reason or rationale, no time given, those things that the rationale, the time is relatively simple, it's pashut. We have to learn these mitzvahs as if they're all chukim without any rationale. Gzeres Hamokin. Even when the Torah explicitly tells us the reason for doing the mitzvah, and even those with the Tamas given in the Gemara, and Kol Shkein, in the words of the Ga'inim that are like Gzeres HaKosev, says Liyar B'Lei Noshim. There was a mistake made, as the Gemara explains in Sanhedrin Chafala from the Beis, that it wasn't a mistake in the reason, because Shlomo HaMelech couldn't make a mistake. The Tos was that even though the Tam, the reason, is given in the Torah, that doesn't force the issue. That's not machriach the din. Each person can have his own rationale, his own reason, how to excite and inspire himself concerning the mitzvah. And the Tam is also a chelik of the mitzvah. But the din remains the din. That was the mistake in last week's parasha of Korach, with a talis that's kulay tchelis. The Gemara Sota Yud Zayin talks about the contrast. According to the Tam, Korach was okay, but the din is the gzeiras hamalchus, also lahara acharel. So that's why it's zayschul kasatera. It's to let us know that mitzvahs have to be performed out of loyalty, out of a sense of commandment. When you're on the battlefield, each one is given a piece of the puzzle. You don't know the overall strategy, but you got to take that ridge at a certain time, because in the overall battle strategy, it's going to bring success, it's going to win the war. But if you start defining your role in the grand scheme of things in the great war based on your limited perception, you lose the battle. That's the yisayit of Zayischul Kasater. The nations of the world are going to see that you keep the chukim, and they're going to say, Rak am chochom v'novoyin agragod lazeh. Where's the chochma? Where's the bina? You can't even explain why you don't wear shatnez. You can't even explain why you can't have meat and milk. You can't even explain why you can't eat Batsah Chazir, the other white meat. But that belies Chochm and Bina in realizing that you're part of a bigger battle plan, that you're part of the universe, and that what you do at a given time based on the directive of HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains the world. That's Zayischul Kasatera. Even though, as the Rambam says, it's worthwhile to endeavor to understand the reason for every mitzvah, to enhance the performance of the mitzvah, but Moshe is teaching us that when you hit a brick wall, you still do the Ritzayin Hashem. And that's Chochmah, and that's Bina. That's discernment, because you are being Mevendava Mitechdava. You live in a fleshly world where the sun rises and the sun sets, and fiddle on the roof and every place else, and a Tefka and the rest of the world. And you realize that you got to just follow suit. Don't try to figure it out for yourself. That's Zayischul Kasatera. It's a gzera of the Malchus. So whether we're talking about Gulei Nochrim, even though it's a Tam Poshet to be Mater Gulei Nochrim by removing the Tam Pogum, the Blia, it's the same Zayischul Kasatera of Para Aduma. But then Ramesha goes to a deeper philosophical insight. He says the key to success in Yiddishkeit is contrast, is stira, is living with contradiction. Your very life is full of contradiction. And once you realize that your life is full of contradiction, you can safely navigate your journey in this world, says Ramesha. It's the chukah of the whole Torah, the fact that the very same element that purifies is metame. Just like Zayischul HaPesach, it's to show that the Torah is really the larger map of Para Aduma. Para Aduma is a microcosm of the Taryag Mitzvahs. What is the pshat? Every midah can be used to be mekayim a mitzvah of Hashem, or chas v'sholom to be ever in avera. The very same midah. For example, you've got to be an Anav. But you have to be a Balgaiva for your friend. You got to be careful with, let's say, Larry. Let's say there's a fellow named Larry. You got to be very careful with his covet. Can't be mezalzel in his covet. You can't embarrass him. You have to champion his cause. You have to make sure that Larry is honored by society. So covet is a huge thing. Gaiva is a huge thing. Fiyena. You have to be very nizer in the covet of your chaver. And you have to think that your chaver has a right to be makbid on his covet. And you have to honor him properly. So when Oyved Hashem uses the midah of anava for himself and the midah of covet for his friend, the midah of gaiva for the covet of his friend, but gaiva for himself is terrible. When it comes to tzedakah, you have to be mafazer your money. You got to be careless with your money. You have to just give it away. But when it comes to a lifestyle, you have to be a kamtzin. You have to appreciate every pruta. And when it comes to somebody else's possessions, you got to be stingy where you're not chas v'shalom over on the gzela of a pruta. You know what's going on? You have to be exacting when it comes to your friend's property, and you have to look the other way when it comes to your property. Give him $5, $100, $1,000, but don't borrow his ballpoint pen without permission. It's a minuscule amount. But you got to be stingy and spendthrift when it comes to his money, and very generous when it comes to your money. The very same ashes that contaminate purify. The very same mechatas that purifies contaminates. The very same covet that tears you down is necessary for your friend. The very same stinginess that you have to apply to your friend's property can destroy you if that's your lifestyle. Generosity with your money. Care with his money. The very same midah can be metame you and metire him. That's the lesson of Parah Adumah. That's why it's Zeischuk HaSatara. Philosophically, you got to look at life as a series of contradictions. Covet is a great thing for you, but not for me. Anav is a great thing for me, but terrible to pour onto you. Maestris, great for you, terrible for me. You got to learn the lesson of Zeischuk HaTaira, that everything in life is a study in contrast, and become an expert in Yena and be an expert in Anava for yourself. That's Talmidei Chacham Mimar B'Mshalom Ba'olam. B'chol B'nayich L'mudi Hashem V'Rav Shloim B'noyech Al-Tikri B'noyech L'B'noyech. There we learn to the Pasuk talks about Tzedakah, that I distance myself from Oshek, says Navi Yeshaya. That B'derech HaTeva, I like to squander my friend's money and be very spendthrift when it comes to mine, and it should be just the opposite. For him, be worried about Gezel. For you, don't worry about it so much. You distance yourself from Oshek. The Teva is just the opposite. You're worried about your own money and your own investments. This, says Rav Moshe, is the ultimate lesson of Zeischuk HaSatara. So Zeischuk HaSatara means this is an ultimate study in contrast. How the very same money can be negative for you and positive for your friend. The very same anivus is terrible if you hoist it on your friend, and covet is wonderful if you honor your friend. That's the lesson of Parah Adumah according to Rav Moshe. And it's a very important lesson to realize that we live with Zeischuk HaSatara. We live with the Chayk of Parah. Now, before we get to the Kliyakar, who throws some light onto this mitzvah and gives us an approach to understand how the very same entity, the Mechatas, can be Metame and Metaher, let's first understand the Chinuch's approach. And the Chinuch's approach is to understand that we don't understand is to understand. You understand? The mitzvah of Parah Adumah has always been singled out as the quintessential chayk, literally decree. The rationale eludes human comprehension. Zeischuk HaSatara says the chinuch, even though my heart has filled me with the courage to write Remozim Mitai Meha Mitzvahs. His work is basically alluding to hints to the Shoresh, the underlying purpose of mitzvahs, according to their plain meaning, with the justification that we want to educate the youth to appreciate what we want them to do. I'm afraid to open my mouth. My hands have weakened. Even in Pshat, according to the plain meaning and understanding, Parah Aduma. He brings down Bamidbar Rabbah and Tanchuma, Chukas, HaMelech Shloimeh Hisek Lodas Beribu Yichochma Kol Taimei HaTorah. Shloimeh HaMelech grasped with his vast knowledge every iota of insight into the whole Torah and all the mitzvahs, except for this. Shloimeh HaMelech says in Keheles, Amarti Echkamo, I thought I could become wise. It's beyond me. Says the Medrash Tanchuma, this is talking about Parah Aduma. The one thing he didn't get was Parah Aduma. In fact, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Chanina said, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, L'cho Ani Megal L'tam Parah Aduma V'lo L'Achirim. There is a reason for Parah Aduma, but I'm only giving it to Moshe Rabbeinu and nobody else. So Memela, someone who hears these words, the enigma of this mitzvah, its classification as a choik, stems from the fact that it creates tahara when its ashes come into contact with someone who has corpse tumah, because we find in Karbonis concerning a zava yeledes that the tashlum, the completion of the tahara, culminates with the karbonis. Aval ikra pele lefimashe shamati uhal yoysa metaheres hatmeim metamin haiskin b'sreif fasif. The biggest pele is concerning the fact that the very same paraduma that purifies contaminates. Another wonder is why is the Parah Aduma prepared outside the Machana, beyond the walls of Yerushalayim, not like any other carbon. Additionally, there are many medicines among the herbage of the ground and among the trees, from the cedars in Lebanon and the azoiv, the hyssop that sprouts from the walls, that possess contradictory powers. They cool those that are hot, warm those that are cold. So the essence of the neshama and its roots has the same thing. It has the capability to make the soul sick and render it tamei, involved in its burning. But after it's been reduced to ash, it cures the sickness of corpse tumor. So he wants to say that built into these ingredients that are added to the Parah Aduma is the fact that they have the property of cooling, of heating. And we'll talk a little bit more about the chinuch. But let me get first to the Kli Yakar. Kli Yakar is very amazing. Because the Kli Yakar, Umaza Me'anida Yechabes Begodov, he starts off by saying, most Mefarshim have gotten out of the box to assemble and find enough of a reason why the Parah Aduma is Metaira and Metame. Now the same property purifies and also contaminates. He suggests an approach. Listen closely. He asks the question, the Kli Yakar. Water is the Makor HaTahara. It's the source of all purity in the world. As we all know, Mei Mikvah purifies. Sometimes all you need to do is go to the mikveh and wait till nightfall and you're purified. Erev Shemesh. So why is it that the Pasuk says Kiyutan? Let's say you're living in the epoch of Caesar Chavez Goldberg and you're picking peaches in the fields off the peach trees. You've got 10,000 peaches, bushels and bushels of peaches. If Caesar Chavez Goldberg has a heart attack and he keels over a basket of bushes, he's not matama the bushes. He's not matama the bushels of peaches. They remain purified, tar. They can be eaten. You know why? Because those peaches have not been washed off. The Torah says, kiyutan. If you apply water to the peaches, then you've prepared them to be eaten. Minchas Chinuch understands this as achshavei. You're now considering them a food source. And food becomes tamei by korpus tumah. Peaches that are not yet food are not. They're just bushels of peaches. But once you wash it off, it's a gzeres hakosev of kiyutan, and you apply water to it, now it's susceptible to tumah. You got it? Water creates a preparation for the peaches to become tummy. Without water, they won't become tummy. By washing them off, they can now become tummy. It's the kliyaka. Why? Water is the makara tara. So why does it incite tumah? It should repel tumah. It should create a buffer to protect anything from becoming tameh, because it's the makara tara. Says the Kli Yakar, Matzinu shekol oichal einay mukshalu tuma achi polov mayim. Veich efshar mayim shemakaram tahara yisav vatuma. The whole essence of water, H2O, is that it's a purification tool. So how does it bring the tuma to be chal to the peaches? He asks, the Yetzer Hara, the Sitra Achra, is attracted to Klal Yisrael more than the Umay Sa'ilam, and to Tamid HaChacham even more so. Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Tavlin, the antidote, the antithesis of the Yetzer Hara is Torah. So why does Torah bring more Tumah out? The Tumah should apply to something that's Tameh. So you have the Umay Sa'ilam that are Tameh, they should attract the Yetzer Hara. Why does Klal Yisrael attract them more than Umay Sa'ilam? Hayetzer Hara Mizgora Yaisa Bi Yisrael Mibumis V'Tamut Chachem Yaisa Mikulam. Then he asks the question. Samuch L'Aliyas HaShachar HaChoshech Mizgaber. Right before the dawning of the new day, it's the deepest part of the night. Why should that be? It should lighten up. The deepest part of the night should be midnight. Why is it before the crack of dawn? So he says a tremendous yisoid in physics, in nature, and it's the yisoid of contradictions creating a reaction. It says like this. Kichol dover mispoil mehafochoi, dafka. Things are affected by the opposite, like a positive and negative charge. Min b'minoi, a species within a species doesn't create electricity. If all you have is a positive, there won't be a charge. All you have is a negative, there's no charge. But positive and negative create a charge. She says a wondrous thing. He says, the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, and the Umay Sa'ilam are min b'minoi. It's of the same ilk, the same species. They're not going to have an effect. There's no explosion that occurs. There's no effect. It doesn't take much for Genghis Khan to get charged by the Yetzer Hara to massacre the nation. It's min b'minoi. Genghis Khan's metzias is Yetzer Hara. But to get a Jew to do an Aver, speak Lashon Hara, that's a huge thing. And a Talmud Chacham even more so. So the Yetzirah is incited by a formidable foe, and he tries to overpower it. That's why he works more by Kal Yisrael, by the Umay Yisraelim, and by Talmud Chacham even more so, because he's incited to be Mizgaber. They're a formidable foe. Tumah doesn't do anything with Tumah. But Tumah is incited by the water, which is his antithesis, and tries to overpower it. So when you wash off the peaches, Kiyutan, it's inciting the Tumah to come and control and be metame those peaches. The dawning of the new day is the opposite of the night. So as it gets closer, the darkness is incited to become even darker, to overpower the dawning of the new day. It says the Kli Yakor, an unbelievable chiddush. Listen closely. There's the Afer of the Parah Aduma, which is really Tameh. But it's mixed together with the Mei Nido, which is the water, and it's sprinkled on the person who's Tameh. Eina Adam is spoil minho Afer, Shariumi Minai. You're not purified. There's no reaction from the ashes of a dead cow that's sprinkled on a person who's Tameh, because it's of the same Min. He contracted corpse tumor. This is a dead cow. That's not going to purify him. Avluhum is spoil min hamayim. Shehem hafchiyim loy. Ki hu tomei v'amayim tahirim. Al ken hamayim poyalim boy. Umenatzchem hatumah. The water purifies him. The water is the source of tara. The water is the opposite. It creates a reaction. And the water overpowers the tumor. The corpse tumma to be matar the person. It's the water that's doing the job. The ashes are doing nothing. Aval odam tar, but the kain who's tar, hanoise me'anida, who carries these ashes with the spring water, ene mispoam and amayim, he's not affected by the spring water because that's of the same issue. Ki hemi minay, shishneim tahirim. Aval mispoam and ha'efer, shehem hafchiyim loy, ki hu tar va'efer tamei, Alkeno Efer Poyal Boy Vaisa Baroshim Latama. So it's all settled. Because the person who's carrying the ashes, a Mazame Anida, becomes Tameh, Yechabe's Godov, he's not becoming Tameh from the spring water, he's becoming Tameh from the ashes of a dead cow. So the ashes of the dead cow are Matama the Kayan, and the water is Mitaya the person who's Tameh. So ask me a good question. What's purifying him? What's purifying the person who's Tameh?
Water.
So why do you need ashes? What do you need the ashes for? Why give Dhamma ben Asina 80,000 gold pieces for ashes? The ashes aren't even part of the purification process. He becomes Tameh from corpse Tumah. So the corpse of the red heifer is not going to purify him. What purifies him? The opposite, the water. So why do we have to have ashes to metame the kohen when the ashes aren't even part of the purification process? The ashes are metame the kohen, and the water is metame the person who's tummy. It's gvaldik kasha. You know where's this kasha? The Kli Yakor. Vim tisha loymerim kain ha'efer lomeli. All you need is the water. You don't need a zrika of the ashes. Listen to this yesod. It's a yesod in education, gentlemen. As parents and grandparents, listen closely.
If we say it's ben adam lachaveiro, then you need the kohen to be metame in order for him to be tar.
Why?
That's what you need. If it's me giving up myself for Yenim, I need.
Why is it me giving up myself for Yana?
Didn't the Rav say before that that's, you know, it might be a chayk, but there is a reason behind it.
It is a chayk. And I got to realize that sometimes I have to be worried about your covet, not about mine. Mine, neither, so not yours. But why do I have to engineer making the Halig of Kayin Tameh just to give you a little musser? It's not reasonable. Why shouldn't the kohen become tamei when he's not even purifying you? It's the water that's purifying you. Listen to this. Ki lo yuchal litor ad sheyeda mekor hatumah v'yishdadel lahoser hasi b'loimer harei shoiver his demayim. It's going to be menatzeach, but the ashes are what made you tamei. It's an educational process. The person cannot become purified until he's taught how he became tamei. So the ashes remind him he became tamei by coming into contact with a deceased human being. As I said to Kliyok, the water purifies and the ashes educate. And you can't be pure until you're educated to stay away from tumah. It's a very esoteric thing, but I have a simple kash on this. Write a Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. Take out a Rambam. Learn Masechta Parah. Figure out how you're going to be able to become tar and stay tar. I got to have a kohen become tamei, spend 80,000 gold pieces to have a paraduma that we had 7 times, 8 times in the history of Klal Yisrael. Teach him a Mishnah Brura. What are you bothering over here with a whole esoteric thing to be meramis to the person? You became tar through water, but you became tamei through the corpse tumah. So by having ashes, it's going to remind you not to become tamei again. Teach him. And it's a good kasha. What an abstract way of teaching him how to stay away from tumah.
If it's an oinus, then there's not to teach him.
Even an oinus, he has to know. Okay. Let's say tumah.
But you still need the paraduma, right?
No, but that's what we're saying now. The paraduma is only educational. Right? What was the nusach? What was the nusach?
Right, but if it happens, this guy.
Kila. So even an Inus, be careful, don't walk near a cemetery again. Now, Inus is an Inus, and it's a but in most cases, not a din of an Inus, you became dumb.
Maybe it's a lesson in Kibbutz.
That's really far fetched. Okay, that's a one time deal. So the whole engineering, the para aduma for Dhamma ben Asina.
So why don't you sprinkle the Afer first and then give them?
But why do you have to do the Afer? No, the Afer and the ashes and the water are going to be Matarim. The ashes have no effect on him because he's already tummy. But the problem is, why do I need ashes for? Education? Teach him the halachas. Give him a bechina. Listen to the teretz. It's my chiddush, but lefiani is daiti, it's correct. You know what real education is? When you see what a nation is going to do, the commitment they're going to make to purify you, now you know what Tahara is all about. Now you know how to abstain from Tumah. Klal Yisrael is going to spend 80,000 gold pieces for a paraduma to purify you. The Halig HaKayim becomes Tumah till nightfall, all because of you. Now you're going to stay away from Tumah. That's going to teach you how to remove the Siba of the Tumah. You're not cavalier anymore. Big deal, I went to Levi, didn't go to Levi, touched the urn, didn't touch the urn, in the same room, had to go to the bathroom, went to the funeral home, there's a body down there. That's not going to happen anymore. Because now you see how choshev Tahara is. A kohen is going to become tummy on your behalf. That's education. You want to educate your kids and your grandchildren? Roll up your sleeves and show them how important it is. I had a relative of mine, whose father was a big Talmud Chacham. Every one of his kids was like a brilliant Talmud Chacham, and one kid was rebelling. So he started off going bowling, then to the movies, then he was going out with people. And Mama, she told me years later that he wanted to do anything and everything to get his father's goat, to get him upset. Ach Hashem, he's frum. He has wonderful kids, a wonderful wife, who learns a couple hours a day. He's a great guy. He's a real tzaddik. Gives a lot of tzedakah. You know what kept him? What kept him was that his father used to sit and learn day and night. It's a big Talmud Chacham. Would never go to sleep until he knew he was home. He'd sit in the front room, learn. The kid would come back 3-4 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes he was sleeping over the Gemara. But when the kid come in, he said, "You're okay?" He went to bed. That kind of Mesiras Nefesh brought the kid back. The kids have to see that you really care. The kids have to see that it's important to you. Your body English has to show that learning is important, mitzvahs are important, staka, chesed, and to the extent you're going to go to make sure they're educated and do the right thing. That's real chinuch. It's hands-on. So the whole parasha of Paraduma, according to the chinuch, is to educate. And we'll go through the whole process so that the yid who became tameh will realize the siba of the tumah and the mesiras nefesh of the kohen. You know, this is what Yitzhak Mivorki says. Yitzhak Mivorki says that Paradum is miyusidim v'haftal racha kamaycha. What's the possible connection between Paradum and v'haftal racha kamaycha? The kohen, his whole life, he's raised to be kaddish v'tor, to abstain from tumah. That's his whole life. He doesn't go to the levi of his rebbe, of his shver, of his father-in-law. Kim l'shevei akariv yelov. He can only become tamei to father, mother, brother, sister, spouse, son, daughter. That's it. God l'adar, he can't go. Nobody, nothing, de nada. Maybe the nasi, according to the Gemara, is allowed to go because that's considered a meis mitzvah, and that everybody has to go to give cover to the nasi. But he can't go anywhere. Comes again as Yolik, who's a little cavalier, he's playing ball, and all of a sudden the ball's hit into the cemetery, he runs after it, he gets involved with a nifter, boom, he's tamei. And this kain will become tamei to purify him, that's v'avta l'rach kamaycha. See, v'avta l'rach kamaycha, I love you, I love you, I love you, then the kid's walking out of the aisle, steps on your toe, you don't talk to the guy for 2 years. Can't look at him, you're upset, that's not v'avta l'rach kamaycha. Avdol HaKamecha costs time, money, effort, blood, sweat, tears, and ruchnius. Now, we don't suggest to you that you freestyle on this one and go be Mechal Shabbos to make somebody else Shem Shabbos. It has to be under the purview of Tariag Mitzvahs. But the Torah says in the parasha of Parah Adumah, Mazim Me'anidi Yechavis B'Gadov, because you will become Tomei to purify him. That's V'Avdol HaKamecha. Lofty level of spirituality that Kain has to maintain 24/7 is lowered for a day to purify the fellow. That's V'Avdol Rach Kamecha. So we're starting to get a whole list of lessons from Paraduma, even though we don't know the reason. Even though Shlomo HaMelech says, Ech Kamai, try to figure it out, and it's distance from me. But there's the concept that Moshe taught us, that life is a series of contrasts. Just like the Paradum is Metame and Metaher, is a series of contrasts in life concerning Gaiven Kavod, be an expert in the other person's Kavod, an expert in your Anava. But don't ask him to be an Anav and you be a Balgaiver. Comes to your money, don't waste it. Comes to Tztaka, give as much as you want. Comes to his money, be very stingy, not to Chas V'Shom steal a pruta. Not to borrow his pen and use his ink without permission. Comes to your possessions, let it go. That's Paraduma. Inherent, intrinsic in every decision that we make are these stiras. And they're not stiras. They're the beauty of Judaism. Zeis chukas satera. We do it all as a chayk exer of the melech. We don't ask any questions. And this lesson of the kliyakar, that a person has to understand that there's a lot beneath the surface. There's the ashes that contaminate and the water that purifies. And why do you need the ashes of the Eifer Para to remind the fellow how he became Tamei? But a textbook reminder isn't enough. He has to see the Mesiras Nefesh of Klal Yisrael in creating a Paraduma and the Kohen becoming Tamei all on his behalf. We still have a little time, people? Are we good? Because normally when we start early, I mean late, we finish a little late. In what? Yeah.
Right. He's going to be here. For the Averis, Adam's Kal Yisrael, and he has to, and he becomes himself.
Beautiful. Excellent. 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 So chinuch doesn't even give a glimpse into the mitzvah of Paraduma. And he teaches that Shlomo HaMelech said it was distance from me. Paraduma is the quintessential chayk, and its true rationale remains hidden. Moshe Rabbeinu had it according to Tanchuma. Now, the Chinuch stresses that even the Shiroshe mitzvah that he shares with us are only a glimpse, a hint, to help people develop a sense that the mitzvahs of the Torah have a purpose. So even though you can't give the true rationale for the mitzvah of Parah Aduma, but something, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal and Emes LeYaakov, both in the Chumash and Ovis, explains that Parah Aduma is a quintessential choik, not just because it's too profound and too esoteric for people to understand, but because of the steris, the paradoxical laws, the fact that it makes somebody tame and purifies someone else. A person can fulfill every mitzvah out of a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when a mitzvah eludes human understanding, there's no rationale, there's no way to perform the mitzvah except out of yira, out of awe, a recognition of how small we are in relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the limit of our intellect. Now, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared that the rationale for Parah Aduma is going to remain hidden is any time there's an underlying purpose suggested. So it's possible that the mitzvah is not going to be fulfilled as a pure expression of Yiras HaRoimimus. So according to Reb Yaakov, this is why the Chinuch remains silent. And to this, Reb Yaakov applies the understanding concerning something else. Klal Yisrael arrives at Mora. They got several laws of the Torah, including Parah Aduma. Now, it's impossible for the ashes of the Parah Aduma to be produced without a Mishkan or a Beis HaMikdash. So, the laws of Parah Aduma weren't given to them to be implemented immediately, just to study them. Why was it important for Klal Yisrael to begin studying the laws of Parah Aduma in a time when they couldn't fulfill them? It's important to begin studying some laws of the Torah, but why Parah Aduma? Kval de Gakasha. Learn about Shofar. Learn about something that's practical. It's going to be applied immediately. Parah Aduma isn't going to be applied. Why start learning about Parah Aduma when it's not even going to be applied yet? It's that Parah Aduma teaches us the attitude towards mitzvahs. Since the laws of Parah Aduma are the quintessential chayk, they train a person to accept and to perform mitzvahs for the sole reason that they're Ritzon Hashem, who's tamim, who's perfect, inscrutable. That attitude is the real preparation for Kabbalah Sateri. And the fact that the laws of Parah Aduma help internalize this attitude is why they were given at Mara. That's the Yisoid. Naftali is coming, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's the reason why Parah Aduma was given before Kabbalah Satera. You're going to get a Torah? Accept the Torah as Zeis Chukah Satera. That's the whole Yisoid. That we struggle with trying to comprehend the mitzvahs, but the most important thing is how they are to be performed. And whether we understand or not is immaterial. Zeis Chukah Satera. Okay, everybody, so we'll hold it over here.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.